Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to the Question of the Week podcast. I'm Felicity Bedford, and this time we've been answering Gaiath's query.
Why do humans have such a variety of appearances?
I spoke to population geneticist Sir Walter Bodmer from Oxford University, who is characterising thousands of faces as part of the People of the British Isles project.
You've hardly ever, I imagine, unless you're a member of a pair of identical twins, seen anyone who just looks like you do. So we are enormously variable in facial features. And we don't definitely know why that is, but it obviously has a strong evolutionary basis. There must be something that's selected for that. I think it's part of the way that humans have evolved socially, that it's been very important to be able to recognise people who are part of your own group, even your own family. There are very special regions of the brain for identifying faces, and there are complex processes by which we actually analyse and discern what it is in a face that we recognise.
How much of that variability is down to genetics?
Well, nearly all of it. If you've ever seen identical twins, they've got exactly the same genetic makeup. And when you see them the first time, if you're not their parents or anything, they're almost impossible to distinguish from each other. And that tells us that the face is very largely genetically determined. Obviously, you can vary it. You can have blue hair if you want. You can do things to your face if you go to the right sort of surgeon. But by and large, most of the features that we recognize in a face are very much genetically determined.
Do you see more variability in some features than others? Are there some features which are very characteristic of different groups?
Well, there are certainly features which are characteristic of different groups. If you walk down a street, you'll probably recognize whether someone from China who comes from China walking down the street towards you. And since the face is all essentially genetically determined, there have to be differences in the frequencies of genes that determine facial features between Chinese and British populations. And we're using some of that sort of information to look for specific genetic variants that affect particular facial features.
So looking at these big differences between races will help you get at the
that's
smaller differences.
That's one way of getting at the genetics. We have to use everything that's our disposal.
Thank you, Walter. Life would certainly be more challenging if we couldn't recognise each other. Our next question is from Che Gianni, who got in touch via Twitter.
Why is it that our voices sound so different to how we think we sound?
This is something that everyone in radio would like to know. In my first week of editing, I discovered my voice sounds completely different to how it does in my own head. Get in touch and let us know what you think by emailing chris@nakedscientists.com. Find us on Facebook, tweet @NakedScientists, or join in the debate on the forum, thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.